Thank you for calling Craft CBDO Membership. My name is Jara. May I please have your last name and email?
Yes, my name is Cindy Parrish. That's P-A-R-I-S-H. My email is Cindy, P-R-S-H-63@gmail.com.
You said it's P-R-S-H?
P-R as in rabbit, S as in Sam, H as in home. 63.
Okay, and what's your 63? What's your domain?
At Gmail.
And your first name is spelled C-I-N-D-Y, correct?
That's correct.
All right, 1 second while I search for your account. Can you verify your mailing address for me?
19219 Painted Boulevard, Porter, Texas, but it might still be under a former address. I'm not sure. Because I haven't used the Craftsy in a while. It went over to Blueprint, and I was accessing my classes there, but now that it went back to Craftsy, I don't know.
So what's your problem that you're having?
I'm trying to open the Craftsy.com, and none of my previous classes that I purchased with Craftsy are there.
Okay, gotcha. 1 second.
Like, I think it was all since 2012 I've had membership, and then when it went over to Blueprint, so yeah, there's a lot of confusion there, and I don't know how to access all my classes. And I may have purchased a couple of classes on the Blueprint, and I don't know if that would be transferred over or...
Okay, you said the classes that you already purchased aren't there, correct?
Right. The ones that I have purchased directly on Craftsy are not there. And I'm being charged. I noticed today when I was going over my accounts that I am being charged monthly on Craftsy, but...
Okay. All righty. Give me 1 second.
When I try to log in, it's telling me that I don't have a membership or anything, so I don't know what's going on.
Okay. Give me 1 second while I place you on hold, okay?
Okay. You're right there.
Hey, ma'am, I'm sitting here with you. Just one second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Hey, ma'am, and just to clarify that, you said you're being charged every month, correct?
Yes, I just went back through my accounts. I was charged since October, $16 a month for all of these months, September, October, November, December, and January. But I'm logged on to the account, and it tells me I don't have a member. It's telling me to join or to access a class. I have to pay for the class or join.
Right. Okay, gotcha. Let me see. One second.
Is one I've been avoiding for over a month now, actually about 2 months, and it's in regards to a change that is coming to YouTube, and I did not want to be one of those creators that come on and sugarcoat things or completely lose it, so to speak, because these changes are pretty serious. So to keep from having a clickbait type title, I clearly want to say that no, I am not stopping my YouTube channel. I absolutely love being here on YouTube and teaching here on YouTube, so that's not going to happen, not because of Papa anyway. So what is going to happen with this channel, and how is it going to affect our videos? That's something I do want to cover with you all, as well as let you know of a change that is going to take place, or something that I am going to do. So if you stay tuned, you'll get right into it. As I mentioned, I'm not stopping my YouTube channel. Why is the need for this video even necessary if that's the case? Well, a lot of you watch more than just me on YouTube, and I definitely appreciate you guys watching me on YouTube. I definitely appreciate that. But I don't know if you've noticed on any of the other YouTube channels that you've been watching, a lot of them are making this exact thing that Papa, P-O-P-A, is changing YouTube and it is changing channels. And folks are talking about growth, right? And let me explain to you a little bit about what that is, why people feel that way, and why it's an option for a lot of them. PAPA is a new rule or a new regulation by the FTC, Federal Trade Commission. And what they're trying to do is protect children happen to be online and happen to be using online services. So part of the problem with having children on it was found that the ads that are on YouTube videos and cookies that are on YouTube videos in order for people to have personalized ads in order for that to take place, there are cookies on YouTube. And, of course, you know, information about your browsing history and the types of videos that you watch are on YouTube as a part of the cookies as well. To let you guys know, for instance, if you watch my videos and you enjoy my videos in regards to embroidery, for instance, then on the What to Watch Next channel should be quite a few other embroidery videos that go in harmony with mine. Or it could be another one of my videos that suggested it sits over on the side. Either way, that's the whole point in how YouTube caters these videos to you and make sure that the videos that suggest or the videos that show up in your requested channel or suggesting saying, hey, you should watch this. That's why that's there. Well, the problem is children under the age of 13 legally should not be targeted. And they could be compromising their personal information, which would make it easier for predators to prey on these young ones for unfair advertising and things like that. So what's happening with and the FTC is they are requiring that these videos are targeted to children 13 under, whereas these videos over here are not targeted to children 13 and under. The gray area that I'm in is...
Hey, ma'am, I'm still here. Just hold for one second, okay?
Okay.
The downside to that, though, is this. be able to comment on my video anymore, right? Which kind of sucks. But if there's something you would like for me to know, you can email me. Or if you have a question, you can email me. It's easily in the description below how to contact me. Excuse me, via email. So you can email me. So that kind of is a bummer that they're going to be commenting. The other thing that they're going to do is they are going to stop notifications. Right? So if I upload a video, a new video, you won't know. If I go live, you won't know. Right? The only way you will know either of those things taking place is, you know, Sunday, 8 p.m. for the most part, I'm here going live. But if I'm late or if I go live another day, you will not be notified. Right? So that kind of is a downer as well. And anytime I upload new content, you would have to just come and check on your own to see if there's new content. Again, inconvenience, and I totally get that. But again, what they're doing is trying to avoid targeting certain videos and channels for children under 13, so they're not able to track and keep cookies and stuff and let normal people, everybody else, know, hey, this channel has new content or this channel is live. Again, the protections that's being put in place for those 13 and under. Again, now my channel really shouldn't qualify for 13 and under crowd, but if they deem to choose to list it that way, there isn't anything really that I can do about it at this point in time. There's no way to say, I disagree, you need to re-review my channel. There's not a way to do that. One of the main reasons, though, why so many channels are looking to go away from YouTube or stop their channel altogether is because those channels that are deemed fit with 13 and under or targeted to 13 and under, those channels will not be able to run ads anymore. So they are getting what's called demonetized. Yes, my channel is monetized. So for you wonderful people who take the time to watch my videos and endure those 30-second ads, or even if you click to skip the ad, either way, part of an ad was delivered to you, and YouTube does pay me per click on those ads or pay me per time that that ad is watched. And I do make a little bit of money off of that. It's not a whole lot, but you guys know, or I've told you that, like, right now, I'm still undergoing a pretty traumatic situation in my family. And unfortunately, that is a loss of income. So,
hey, ma'am, I have a question. Sorry for that hole. Is there another email on this account the account can be under?
Yes, I have a second email that when I signed on to Blueprint, I used another email that I have. So can I give you that email, the other email?
Yes. Yes, what's that email?
That one is Cindy Creates.
Hold on 1 second.
At Hotmail.
Cindy Creates with the S, right?
Right.
And what's after Creates? 63 at Hotmail?
At Hotmail,
All right, let's see if that one works. 1 second.
And the address could be, I'm on Painted Boulevard now, but my old address was on Adobe Falls. It's been a while since I logged in, so I don't remember which one was on the account.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, no problem. Just 1 second. Let me set you up by this email, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
more important than what it already was, because I need to make sure I can cover that loss of income. So to be demonetized from that little check that I do get every month from YouTube, from you, all the folks who take time to watch, it's going to suck. It's pretty quite simply. I don't depend on that check, but right now, that check would have been really great, especially considering that check would have been great, especially considering what I'm dealing with. So, at the end of the day, though, it's more than one way to skin a cat, and where there's a loss in one place, I know there's always an opening made elsewhere. I prefer to give my information freely. I prefer to teach you freely. I prefer to show you all of this wonderful equipment and how it works and how you can use it to better your business. That's the way I teach you to be free. So because of that, because that's the way my channel has always been based, no matter what, I mean, because I was doing videos earlier and wasn't monetized and wasn't getting the time, why am I going to change that now? Just because there's a possibility that the monetization will go away on my channel January the 1st of this year. So at the end of the day, I'm not going to stress. I'm not going to worry about it. I'm still going to be doing content. I'm still going to have these videos. I'm still going to do my lives on Sundays when I can manage to get them done, and that's not going to change. So I wanted to put this video out there to be sure that you lose your eyes to it and that you can rest assured that this channel is still going to be here for you. It's still going to deliver the quality content that you come to love. It's still going to teach you valuable things to you. Either increase your business or increase your knowledge in embroidery, and to give you the guidance that you need. That's not the same thing. Also, the hoop proof is not going to change. The hoop proof is still there for those who wish to take advantage of it. So on my website, megansp.com, and you can click on
ma'am, I have a question. Are you using the cindycreate63@hotmail.com email address to log in?
No, on the site, I have it under cindyprsh63@gmail. I'm logged in, and it has it like it says account dashboard. But
the email that we actually have, like where we can see your actual payments from where you're being charged every month, is under cindycreate. 63@hotmail.com.
I don't remember the password to that. And also, if I don't know if my classes will load with that address.
Okay, let me see. One second. I'll see for you.
I'm going to sign out and try to sign in with that other email. See if that's the problem. Yeah, I don't remember the password. I'm going to have to reset it.
Let me reset it.
It won't let you reset the password for the other email?
Yeah, I'm signing out, but let me try to log in with the other.
Okay.
The other. I don't remember the password being. I'm going to have to reset. I've got my reset request here. Hold on.
Let me see. I'm going to go ahead and try to reset you a password. 1 second. I'm going to give you a temp password.
I got the email right now. It just took a few minutes to come onto my email.
Okay. Are you in?
Yes. I'm logging in right now.
Okay.
Well, I'm resetting the password, better said. Oh, it's telling me it's already been used. I got to choose a different one. Oh, go ahead and send me a link if you can. This is
okay. We can. I'm going to reset you a password for that account. Let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Before I give it to him, I'm going to get it submitted. 1 second. So the password is going to be lowercase ABC.
123.
Now, don't wait. Don't try it yet. We have to submit it first. 1 second. Okay, so now see if you can try that password, ABC123.
Sorry, my dog is having a fit at the front door. What's the matter? 1, 2, 3. Okay, I'm trying now. I was trying to sound. Okay. Yeah, it's on now. But I'm not.
Okay, so
seeing...
you're able to log in?
Okay, hold on. Let me see if it's loading. Okay, there they are.
Okay, you got it.
Mm-hmm.
All righty. Was there anything else
now,
I can help you with?
I have a question. If I
yes, ma'am.
Choose to not be charged on a monthly basis, will I still have access to my classes?
You can. Did you want to opt? That's like opting out of your auto renewal. Did you want to go ahead and opt out?
And then but then you would just purchase classes per class, right?
Right. You have to still purchase them. We just when you opt out of auto renewal, we don't charge your account every month.
Because I'm looking forward to watching a couple of embroidery classes, but I don't know would I have the option to get those separately.
Right. I mean, it's up to you. We can opt you out or you can stay on auto renewal. I mean, it's kind of up to you.
Okay. We'll just leave it for now.
Okay. No problem.
And
was there anything else? Oh, go ahead.
That's it. Mostly, I couldn't access my classes or anything, and I wanted to view some classes, and I couldn't because it was telling me it wouldn't register that I was a member, and it was the email problem. I appreciate you helping me get that straightened out.
No problem. Was there anything else for me today?
That would be it. Thank you.
No problem, and thank you for calling Crafty Video Membership. You enjoy your day today, okay?
Thank you.